Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Dream Playwright. Nice to have you with me. I'm Timothy Pike, and you can always reach me at dreamplaywright.com. As part of Monday's commitment to know, that is, know yourself, I'd like you to start writing your grand vision. What is a grand vision? It's simply where you see yourself after a certain period of time. You might think this sounds suspiciously like a goal, but I actually don't like to talk about goals. Goals lend themselves to being too fixed, and people will often treat goals in a set-it-and-forget-it kind of way, whereas grand visions are constantly being reevaluated and changed. But the biggest problem with goals is that they put you in a state of perpetual failure. If an author says, "I want to sell 1,000 copies of my book," she's failing until the one day that she actually does sell 1,000 copies. And if she never does, then she'll really feel like a failure. So instead of goals, I tell people to apply a system. And your system is something you do every single day, or more likely a combination of things that you do every day, that you feel will propel you toward your grand vision. By applying that system every day, you will always be succeeding, every single day. You'll feel more successful, and that will help you create even more success. As the weeks go on, we're going to talk a lot more about setting up a daily writing system that works for you. So coming up with your grand vision is actually very simple. Just think about where you'd like to be eventually. Think back to last Wednesday's episode when you visualized your ideal writing spot, and start there. Now, write 3 to 5 sentences about where you'd like your writing to take you, and feel free to base it on that visualization, if that visualization felt authentic for you. Be specific and include details, and most importantly, make sure you're phrasing it as if it has already happened. Instead of saying, "I want to be living in Japan," say, "I'm living in Japan." And also, be sure to focus on what you want, not on what you don't want. So instead of saying, "I don't want to have the stress of my current job weighing me down," say, "I feel so much freer after quitting my job." Do you see what I'm saying? Okay, now that you've done that, I want you to do it twice more. The one you just did is your grand vision for your writing life. But I also tell writers to come up with shorter-term grand visions, because then it's less of a dream or a fantasy, and it moves more into the realm of reality. So do the exact same thing you just did, but this time, envision where you'll be 3 to 5 years from now. And once you've done that, do it once more for where you want to be once you finish your current project. And once again, keep it positive and phrase it as if it's already true and happening in the present. Once you have your grand vision written, please send it to me. I'd love to use it as an example to inspire our other listeners. We're all in this together. So go to dreamplaywright.com/feedback, dreamplaywright.com/feedback, to email me. Now, one more thing before I leave you today. In keeping with the spirit of sharing, I'd also like to share a listener comment from last week's episode about gratitude. She says, "I live in Cardiff, Wales, which is an amazing city. But when you have to go out and get something for a project that you are already stressed about, the crowds of the people on the street, the hum of chatter and other things really start to annoy you. I was walking through the front door of my house, and I realized that my house, although it is a student house and it's being rented, is still something I can call mine, something I'm in control of. Then I thought, why am I being so negative? I have a roof over my head. I'm in the process of getting a degree, I have food, friends, and family, and I live in a pretty awesome city. I think living away from home helped my positivity, because I'm faced with problems every day, and for someone who can very easily go over to the dark side and stray away from optimism, changing my thought process and concentrating on the positives and things I can change was the best thing I ever started doing." Way to go, Emma, and thanks for sharing that with me so that everyone else can benefit too. Giving thanks for everything that is right in your life is just a mind-blowingly powerful way to get more of what's right. And Emma's story is one of many that serve as living proof. Thanks for listening today. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions about the program, please go to dreamplaywrite.com/feedback. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time.